Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's home opener against Cleveland.
Honestly, I'd rather get the win, if I'm being honest, but I'm just glad to be back on the field. It felt good being back on the field because, you know, I missed some time last year at the end, so I was just excited to get back on the field.
Dave, was there a play on Sunday where you felt like the added strength that you put on this offseason really helped you in a way that maybe you were lacking last year?
I'll say I ain't cut back yesterday. I ain't cut back in the game, so that's a positive. I just kept running straight and just picked up more yards with what I could get. So I'll say it played a role in that way.
What has stood out to you this week about the way that this team has responded and has moved forward to the game against Cleveland?
I feel like we always respond the right way. No matter what happens, no matter win or loss, we always come back and respond the way we need to. And Coach Harv is always harping on that. Whether it's a win, we come back and we get better off of what we did wrong. Whether it's a lose, and we just come back and try to win the next one. So I just feel like we always prepare the way we need, and we know what we got to do.
Did you feel like your connection with Lamar had a lot to do with the fact that you guys worked a lot during the offseason together?
I feel like everybody got their own connection with L. You know what I mean? I'm just not going to say I'm the only one with a connection with L. Everybody got a certain connection, and he know what routes and like how we get open. So he got a connection with everybody, and he able to get everybody the ball, as you've seen.
You've seen this defense almost every day in practice for the past 6 weeks. How out of character was that showing Sunday, and how confident are you that they can get back to what you've seen?
I felt like that was super out of character. That was the first game where they ain't played no preseason, no tackling, no real game. So I just feel like that was out of character for them, and they know. They all know it. So I believe they're going to get it right. Honestly, that's not really my job to, you know what I mean? I don't really drop none. I just go with what coaches tell me to do. And sometimes, some of those games, Derrick Henry had like 160, 170. So I can't really control that either. So, and if we win it, keep giving it to him. I don't mind. Like I said, I'm all about winning.
Zay, when you took the handoff on the second down play on the last drive, the three and out drive, what did you see on that play? Was there just nowhere to go, or I mean, what was your
viewpoint? Yeah, it was nowhere to go. That's why I dove. And I dove because I just wanted the time to keep ticking so we could just knock some time off the clock.
Zay, obviously, DeAndre's made catches like that before. He's made a career of it. But to see that live, how kind of electric was that?
I mean, I seen it at practice 3 or 4 times, so I wasn't even surprised. But I don't even think I looked at the play. Like, I was facing the other way, and I just heard – everybody going crazy. And then I looked up at the board and seen what he did. I'm like, bro, that's legendary heart right there.
Were you guys too explosive of an offense? Too short drives and get kind of your defense on the field too much because your drives were so short?
You said we was be too explosive?
Explosive, right?
Yeah, first half we were super explosive. Third quarter we were super explosive. And, you know, it's just we thought we were going to run the ball to end the game, and that's what we wanted to do, and we had the back to do it, and unfortunately it didn't go the way we want.
Say, a lot of number one receivers in the league, like you're talking about, I don't really care necessarily about the targets. That's not necessarily common for number one guys. Where do you think you kind of get that sort of mentality? Where do you think that came from?
I'll say a lot of people that get the ball, if you get the ball a lot at receiver, that means your run game not good. So I'll say we got Derrick Henry. A lot of teams don't got Derrick Henry. And, you know, the end of my, yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, you get what you get, and I do what I can with it.
All good. Thanks,
thank you.